This is episode 1920 of your daily meditation podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to the final episode of our seven-part series we're exploring this week on energy and vitality to sleep better. This is part of a month-long exploration of different aspects of helping you sleep better. The first series, which was last week, was all about finding more peace in your life so that you could sleep better. This week, it's about feeling more energy and vitality in your life so that you can sleep better. In next week's series, which begins tomorrow, you will be guided in a series to manage negative emotions, especially negative thoughts, and this will help you sleep better. So the full collection of these podcast episodes could help you put together an entire sleep ritual for yourself. Keep in mind that having a sleep ritual 1 to 2 hours before you go to sleep is vital to establishing a nice sleep routine. But sometimes, regardless of your sleep ritual, and of course, weighing out any physical reasons why you're not sleeping well, then sometimes it can be how you're living your life and how that can contribute to insomnia, anxiety, distraction, stress, all these modern day plagues that make insomnia and sleep disturbances an epidemic. So in today's episode, you will be guided doing something that's a very important habit that I hope you will acquire. If you're a regular listener, by now you are familiar with every final episode, glancing back over your past week and noticing your big wins for the week. It's so important to celebrate and to gain the awareness of how you're living your life and what's working, as well as reflecting on what's not working so well. A weekly reflection back over your week is vital for you to make the changes you need to make, as well as to do more of what's already working. And sometimes it can seem as though we're just going through our life on automatic without really thinking about how our actions and how others' actions impact our life. We can numb out from our emotions or tune them out. We can become super distracted so that we don't have to really think about anything except for the next big shiny thing that jumps out at us. So a weekly reflection is a way for you to give yourself this valuable time to slow down and notice how you're living your life. So as you settle yourself down and get ready to do a reflection meditation, think about this past week and think about how you slept this week. Keep in mind that this week you learned a lot of sleep tips and meditation techniques, and it was an experimental week. Now it's up to you to notice what was working well and what didn't work well, and to apply this to your sleep ritual and also to your energy and vitality ritual, because this is the focus for this week's series. So think back over your week and just think about the highlights that stand out. You don't have to go through every single day. Just think about what you remember from this week that made you feel vitality and energy, that made you feel excited about your life and hopeful for your future. What were those moments? Notice who you were with. Notice where you were. Think about habits you may have started this week, or even regular habits you have that work and help you to feel more energy and vitality. Now think about the nights where you seem to get a great night's sleep. What seemed to contribute to this great night's sleep? If you didn't really sleep well this week, know that you are taking steps to sleep better. And taking the first step puts you on that path to a good night's sleep. Now think about the week and what didn't work so well. What seemed to zap your energy? What seemed to make you lose hope or feel defeated? Think about the important lessons you learned from the things that didn't go so well. Very nice. You may want to continue your reflection, or you may want to allow yourself simply to sit in stillness. Meditate until the point where you could go a little longer. Always end your meditation on a high note. I have so enjoyed sharing this week's Energy and Vitality for Sleep meditation series with you. As always, you are so worth slowing down for.